Fort William First Nation, Rita Fenton had a dream 10 years ago of opening up her home as a healing place. Now with the help of volunteers and donations, that dream has become a reality. We got together grassroots people and we decided to fundraise for a 26-foot teepee to have for people to come for healing, she said. There are many volunteers who have come to help with the fundraising. There is a lot of people who have given their time and energy to the healing place and my family too. The healing place at Fenton's Chippewa Road home on Fort William First Nation held a grand opening last Saturday with members of the community and local dignitaries. The next day, two families came to sit around the sacred fire inside the teepee. They just dropped in. That's what it's about, Fenton said. If people feel the need to come and sit by a sacred fire, or pray, or talk to someone, or just be, this place is open to all. Fenton operates a private practice as a social worker offering counseling and helps connect people with other services available in the city. She said the healing place is an extension of the work she is already doing in the community. But the need continues to grow, and Fenton said with addictions, mental health issues, and family violence increasing, especially during the COVID-19 pandemic, she needed a larger space to help those in need. My space was no longer able to for the people to come together, so we decided a teepee would be a bigger space and protected from the elements, she said. There are plans to grow the healing place in the future in order to address the need, as people often face barriers when it comes to accessing services. In my work with people, especially in addictions, there is a waiting list for people who want to go for treatment. Sometimes detox is full and people have to wait and they give up, Fenton said. I believe maybe it's a temporary place for people to come. Eventually, we would like to build a healing lodge and more teachings will be available. So we will have to do more fundraising and depend on some donations because we will be needing more workers. Fenton has also been holding full moon ceremonies for the past 20 years and held one earlier this week with a group of women who gather to and share their struggles and help one another. She has also held sacred fires on her property for those who have lost loved ones due to suicide or addiction. That's why it's called the healing place, Fenton said. I feel blessed and I feel honored to have it here. That was my dream of 2012, and I had always wanted to have a teepee in my backyard for my own healing and for people who stopped by. And it became a reality with so many helping because I couldn't have done this alone. Everyone is welcome at the healing place. Fenton said the next step is setting up a website to provide more information and allow people to donate. For more information, contact Fenton at 807-252-5392.